Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
News. Carlo Sullivan is with us in studio today. How's things?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad, yeah. We're really getting into the spring season now, aren't we?
Yeah, the sun is shining and yeah, I think that always puts a smile on people's faces. But kicking off right here in the heart of Dublin City in the Lord Mayor's office, for the first time, people are going to be asked to nominate groups and individuals that they believe deserve to be recognised in the Lord Mayor's Awards. So these awards take place every year and they have done for a very long time, since the year 1989. And it kind of, I suppose, it recognises individuals or groups of people kind of making a difference in local clubs, a school, maybe just on your street, a neighbour, a community organisation, or just someone who maybe had an impact on your life over the past year in a leadership kind of sense or a generosity or a service. So this is the first year that they are ever going to take nominations from the public, which is, I suppose, it allows for more people to be recognised, because we don't often hear about the normal Joe Soap on the road who helps you every day with your bins or something like that, or might be able to give you a lift, give your kids a lift if you're not able to, and things like that.
It's a lovely idea. I know they have the Mayoral Awards, but this is the public, I suppose, are nominating their own.
Yeah, so last year saw the likes of Brendan Gleeson and Johnny Sexton were among those who received awards, and they were different awards, I suppose, that they received from people in the Lord Mayor's office that they thought they deserved. But I think, I suppose, Lord Mayor Ray McAdam says Dubliners themselves know the people and we want to help them choose the people that deserve the recognition. The closing day for nominations is the 17th of April at 5 p.m. and then the award ceremony will take place on June 13th in the round room at the Mansion House.
And where can people, sorry, where did you say they nominate?
So if you just head to the Lord Mayor's, the website there, you'll get it there and you'll
simple
be able to
that.
Add your own nomination.
Good stuff.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Yes, Andrea, a new theatre and artist studio is in the works
this
in
is
Dublin
up your
too.
Street now.
Absolutely, yeah, me a man on the stage. but thanks to a mystery 4 million euro donation, a long dormant kind of building at St. Anthony's Theatre on Merchants Quay is set for a massive transformation. So it's kind of a direct response to the kind of the vanishing creative spaces around the city and things like that. So especially like you see a lot of people coming out in force and trying to hold on to Dublin's cultural spaces and like artists. So there's around 300 artists in that area, and this will be an 80-seater professional theatre, kind of smaller scale theatre, but still a theatre all the same, that will be used for concerts, workshops and community activities. 60 different artist spaces are also expected to be provided at the site at St. Anthony's Theatre. And there'll be a roof terrace and floor terrace that will also be installed in cooperation with Dublin City Council. And it was kind of left dormant for the past 5 years, but hopefully now with this kind of 4 million euro anonymous donation.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, like,
think of all the, you know, unused, even in some cases, like abandoned or derelict buildings across, and like what they could be turned into, the better use we could make of so many of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, like I say, I work in a lot of rural community theatre groups and things like that.
You are a showman.
A showman, yeah. But like, everyone's always looking for a space to put on a show. There's all these groups around the country doing all this work, and this building is there for the taking. And it's great that someone, I suppose, took the opportunity to add, I suppose, a little bit of culture back into the city.
Dossing at work.
Well, Andrea, I don't know if I would call myself one of these, but a new poll has found from 2,000 people that 6 in 10 people regularly escape the workplace.
Sorry, that is a huge number. That's over half the office is dossing, you're telling me, basically.
An unsanctioned break throughout the workday. So when asked where their favourite hiding spot was, 58% of people said a toilet cubicle, which I think is quite common. People probably just go in and need 2 minutes just to themselves. But also in their car, 25%. Now, I don't know if we'd get that so much here. I feel like that's more of offices.
It's only the big wigs get those parking spaces.
Empty meeting rooms are 20 minutes, or empty meeting rooms or office spaces, 20% of people. And I think more and more you see that people slip it into a meeting room to go on a phone call and they're maybe not doing anything at all, or might be having a chinwag with their friend. A stairwell comes in at 16%. A nearby pub or cafe, 17%.
Yeah, we can't really nip out and do that though. It just doesn't really work in our line of work.
And under a desk, 6%.
So. Who's sitting under the desk?
Well, do you know what?
Where do you hide? Tell us all now.
We're very lucky. We have a balcony here in Marconi House.
Sure everyone would see you up there.
Yeah, but if you need 5 minutes, if you go out and go left, go down to the very end and hide there for 5 minutes and just take a breather. Yeah. Or just, do you know what? People often use, we have lovely little phone booths here in the office as well.
But this is new now. We're very fancy
these days. People slip into them as well. I think back when I was working in a pub or in a shop, it was often just go and hide in the toilet and give yourself 10 minutes.
Cold room.
Yeah, do you know what?
Into where the kegs are as well. Chill out in there, literally.
Sorry, I was just changing a keg there. Yeah. Take me 10 minutes.
Yeah, the stairwell there at the back of the floor, the emergency stairwell, that's the other spot to hide.
I'd say there's more people than we know that are
Some of our listeners will admit to this.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking for your best hiding places. 087 1400 106 is the number. Now, tell us about this.
Day nine!
Are you a fan of Saturday Night Live, Andrea? Look, I wasn't. So I'm coming into this as someone who didn't love the US version, but gave the UK version, which launched 2 weeks ago, a chance.
Yeah, I haven't. No, to be honest, I haven't seen the UK version.
No, and like, there's plenty of listeners out there who won't have liked it, but the majority of people I've spoken to in the past 2 weeks have said that they are really enjoying it. And I'm going to take a big win for the Irish here. There's lots of Irish writers on the show. So like the comedy is really stuff that we can relate to and really enjoy. And like there's loads of new kind of up and coming talent. Celeste String, Anya Magalano, Annabelle Marlowe, Al Nash, Jack Shepp, Emma City, Paddy Young. There's loads of new comedians that you won't know, but I think they're going to be stars of the future. And they've actually added 2 new episodes to the season. It was originally meant to be 6 episodes. It's going to be 8. And Jack Whitehall, who I actually enjoy a lot, is hosting next week. So maybe it's something you'll do this Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going home to Donegal and that'll be all busy and stuff. Yeah, all of that. Finally, this artist is flying it at the moment.
Help me, Lord, I need you to tell me.
She's just incredible.
Right. She's unreal.
Like,
I saw her at Electric Picnic. Was it 2 years ago?
She was there 2 years ago. Yeah.
She nearly could have got a bigger billing than she did. She was like the second last act, I think, on the Saturday night, maybe.
Yeah, I think she was around then. But I don't want to start a rumour, but
go on.
She is actually playing at Reading and Leeds this year, which are the same organisers as Electric Picnic. So if we do see her pop up in Strabally this year in a bigger the Saturday headline.
Oh, she'd be super neat. Someone like that.
She was asked this weekend about whether she would be interested in doing the Bond theme song next time round, and she started to fluster her words, saying, "Oh God, I don't know what to say here. My inbox is open." She got very kind of nervous about it all, and people are saying, "Is this a telltale sign that Ray could be our next theme song for Bond?" We don't have a Bond yet, so we might.
She has a big band and brass band, doesn't she? Yeah. Always backing her.
Always,
and she kind of has that look too, doesn't she?
There's a bit of a Bond effect around her now. Olivia Dean's name is being thrown around as well, so we'll have to wait and see. Once we get a Bond, maybe we'll know.
Yeah, maybe we'll know more then. Just before you go, this listener tells us the secret to skiving off at work is to have 2 coats, apparently, Cathal. Hang one up in your office, wear the other one slipping out for a quick pint or coffee. If anyone comes looking for you, your colleagues will say, sure, he must be around his coats there.
I love it.
Love it. Absolutely fantastic. Do you have a hiding spot in work, Fionnuala?
Oh God, no, but I need to think about it now. That coat trick is genius.
Isn't it?
That's absolutely genius.
Or kind of, maybe if you were to leave 1 or 2 things around your desk, people would think, sure, she must be
exactly,
there.
Exactly, yeah, just a pen or something, a pen that you see being used.
We shouldn't have discussed this on air. What are you talking about? Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for joining us in the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.